Blog Talk Radio.
This was for my city. For my city. First of all, we love the pioneers. What up, DJ Jam? We love Steve Vicious. Cool P. DJ Get You Dan. LA Reckless. Tayati.
That's what she's mine. She's mine. Love her. Winter. Summer. Falling. She's my every spring. And I love her. Respect her. Treat her sweetly. I give her every single thing. I love San Diego.
We love San Diego.
Sunshine and palm trees.
Come follow me. DJ,
no matter where I may go.
Shay Phillips.
I represent South Beach.
Where I make ball a trick.
I love San Diego. Sunshine and palm trees.
That's right.
No matter where I may go.
That's right.
I represent South Beach.
And I love the high.
High.
I love skyline
dry.
We love Murphy
Candy. I represent South Beach.
Tierra Santa.
I love San Diego.
We love Mira Mesa.
Sunshine and palm trees.
What up, DJ LC?
No matter where I may go.
We love the Logan area.
I represent South Beach. I love San Diego.
What up, Tyler?
Sunshine and palm trees.
Afrocentric barbershop. The spot barbershop.
No matter where I may go.
What up, T1?
I represent South Beach.
Speak.
We love L.O.D.
We love the Legion of Doom.
We love history.
We love mystery, the wrong gangster.
We love the Jabberwocky. We love Black Mikey.
Yeah. What up?
We love cricket.
That's right.
And we love King.
The legendary King D.
L.P.S.D.
Chawich, meet your God.
And we love Mitchie.
We love Mitchie Slick.
I love San Diego.
We love the C5
crew. Sunshine and palm
trees. That's right, that's right.
No matter where I may go.
That's right.
I represent South Beach. San Diego, sunshine and palm trees.
Everybody, Man City Productions.
No matter where I may go,
all the pioneers. We love all the pioneers.
Standing
92.5. The heat. We love Z90. Charge it to my head, not my heart. said I respect all the pioneers. Terrell Davis, Marcus Allen, Sean Salam. I love San Diego.
Worldwide famous 5NC crew, lounging with my big dude, Elron, 5NC style, 619, Dago.
Peace, everybody. This is Lord Joey Jaleen Milan, and also known as DJJRK. The show is dedicated in memory of fellow 5NC brother, and also my co-host of a lot of my shows. That's the reason why I haven't been on as much. My co-host was going through a lot of health issues and things of that nature. He returned to the Essence 2 days ago. Laurent Brilliant, you know, also known as Grandmaster LaRock. He was San Diego hip-hop griot historian, whatever you want to call it, singer, as you can see. He was a good brother, everything like that. Me and the brother knew each other for 20-plus years. We met actually through someone I knew who was who I was in the military with. And I met him when I was going. And that's when I was going to San Diego City College. That's how he and I met, me and LaRon met. And he used to see me building with the gods up there at City College, building with the gods on earth, and selling my incense and oils and everything like that. And one day he just came up to me. I was on Fifth Avenue and C Street downtown, and brought some oils from me. From there we started building everything, talking about, you know, comedic science, 120 lessons, music, everything like that. It was free peace. Not just music and stuff. Then he knew a brother that I knew, whom I had met when I was in the Navy, when I went to the Nation of, I was attending Nation of Islam, the brother Bijo God. You know, the brother had a lot of history, dealt with a lot of history, and knew a lot of things about the San Diego hip-hop culture and things of that nature. He would be greatly missed. He was good. He was just a good all-around person. He was part of a group called DKM. And I think before that, it was the Get Down Posse. And he was also, you know, worked with worked with a few artists in San Diego, a lot of artists know of him a lot. If you're in the hip hop scene in San Diego, you know LaRock, aka LaRon. You know LaRon, aka LaRock. You know of him. You know, because some people may front and act like, you know, oh well, this, that, and the third. But yeah, He done his thing out there. Very intelligent brother. Everything like that. He did a little bit of touring and everything like that. So, more people to check out this one joint, other joint that he did. It's pretty, he was very eclectic with his music and everything. So, this is one of my favorite, this is one of my favorite joints that he did. It's called If. It's pretty dope.
Oh, hey baby girl, you're scaring me. The way you smile and stare at me.
The way you stare at me.
The way you dance and glare at me.
The way you glare at me.
We'd make a perfect pair, I see.
Tell me why.
Tell me why.
Kiss me.
Yeah.
The way you dance next to me.
Yeah. sing for everybody. Bounce. Just for the sexy people. Just
bounce.
What you gonna do to get your groove on?
Just bounce. Bounce.
That's right.
Bounce.
Why can I just see?
Bounce.
Why can I just see? Nisha.
Bounce.
LaShonda. Latifah getting down to this.
Bounce.
That's right.
Bounce.
It ain't nothing but a party.
Bounce.
Groove of yours.
Bounce.
I fantasize.
Bounce.
I fantasize.
For to get it done. Well, you could, like I said, he's a very good brother. You know, he had left a catalog of music, few friends, close friends that really knew him and everything like that. He's a real good guy, you know. Sometimes, you know, we got in arguments and stuff like that, but, you know, he was my people, so. And he was just doing his thing, you know, making it so, you know, making it, and he always had words of wisdom to share. You know, positive words of wisdom to share with anybody, regardless music industry, things dealing with hip hop culture, or just everyday life situations. You know, he was a very interesting brother. You know. Like all times, you know, sometimes people get, you know, you have your ups and downs with people, you know, friends go through that and stuff. However, he always is and always was and always will be, you know, my brother, my righteous brother and everything. He will always love to debate you and He always loved and talked about San Diego, thought highly of San Diego. Atlanta was his second home. He was a Jersey head, everything like that. You know, so the brother was a real inspiring brother. What people don't know, he had a T-shirt company that he had started. And he and I, we both started our clothing company at the same time, and that was kind of crazy. You know, we got our shirts pressed up at the same time, around the same time. That's when I started on God Wear 7.5 and also House of JRK. And, you know, I guess he went on to do other things. He pursued the music. And he always used to tell me, Jaweez, you know, you really stuck with that clothes. You're really sticking with the clothing thing. And, you know, who would have known just from getting a couple of T-shirts done at Kinko's, then all of a sudden you got embroidery machines and heat press machines and everything like that. And, you know, he was like, man, I'm really, you know, really proud of you. And, you know, see that you really grew with it, you know. And also, he will always try to support his people. He always tried to support his people. And he always wanted artists in San Diego that he knew to get out and broaden their horizons. You know, don't just be stuck, you know, in San Diego. Any artist he came in contact with, he wanted them to just broaden themselves, take themselves out of just their local area, you know, because it's a big world out there. He always says, it's a big world out there, man. You'll do better being an independent artist instead of signing a deal. He always stressed not to sign a deal. He was always for independent as far as being an artist is concerned. You know, he was very, very, very adamant about that. and really serious about it too. You know, there's a lot of things I could, I could go into. When you found out I was DJing and stuff, gave me a couple of his songs. I did a couple of remixes too and stuff like that. He was like, "Yo, I like that," and everything, you know. Yeah, you used to like to hear my rendition of certain remixes and tracks and stuff like that. Actually, he was the first one to give me a DJ drop for my mixes and stuff. Then I just started doing my own DJ drop. But brother, he will be missed, man. He used to kick it, go, you know, be downtown. We'll go to Tools of the Trade, Pokies, your restaurant. We used to go to hang out over there by Sam Goody's at Horton Plaza, or be up there on 5th and C, or Music Trader, you know, City College, of course. You know, sometimes I would run to him in places, you know, and stuff like that. We'll probably hit up and meet up probably at Underground Improv or World Beat Center, wherever at the latest jump off was going on at, or the latest function, or anything like that, you know. Some people felt certain ways about him, you know, but you gotta admit, you know, he spoke his mind whether he liked it or not. I guess it was the Gemini in him, you know. He was just a real cool cat, and he's going to be missed by me, and most likely, you know, by my Earth, she's going to miss him. I know his family members miss him and everything, and, you know, close friends probably miss him. He will be missed. His legacy will live on. You know, he left, like I said, he left an array of music and a history. You know, he put his stamp on San Diego music scene, you know, and but also in, you know, across the world and things of that nature. So people will know him. So I'm going to leave you with this one song. This is one of the songs I play when I'm at the Catalyst. It became my trademark signature song. So I'm going to go ahead.
just me and you.